Today, the Supreme Court gave manufacturers greater leeway to set minimum prices at the retail level. The 5-4 opinion overturns a long-standing precedent in antitrust law, and as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, there are concerns that it could make it harder for small retailers to offer discounts on the products they sell.
The case involved Legion Creative Leather Products, which sells women's accessories under the brand name Brighton. For several years, Legion required retailers to charge a minimum price for its products. It did this because it was cultivating a high-end image, and it wanted to ensure that the stores selling its goods offered a certain level of service. But in 2002, Legion discovered that one of its retailers, a small Texas chain called Kay's Closet, was discounting its belts as much as 20%. And it stopped shipping products there. Kay's Closet sued Legion on antitrust grounds and was awarded nearly $4 million. In its suit, Kay's Closet argued that minimum pricing agreements were always anti-competitive. But in its ruling today, the court rejected that argument. Critics like Rick Brunel of the American Antitrust Institute say the ruling sweeps aside a 96-year-old legal precedent.
I think it's bad for antitrust. It's bad for consumers. It restricts the ability of retailers to discount branded manufactured goods.
The case turned on the question of whether allowing a manufacturer to set minimum prices for its products was good or bad for consumers. In his ruling, Justice Anthony Kennedy said such agreements were often anti-competitive, but not necessarily. In some cases, he said setting a minimum price can protect competition. The court cited the example of what are called free riders. These are shoppers who go to expensive retailers to look at merchandise and ask questions, and then buy the products online or at discount stores. Quentin Riegel of the National Association of Manufacturers says this undercuts retailers who hire knowledgeable staff and offer good service.
That has a cost associated with it. And if a full-service retailer incurs that cost, but the sale goes to a discounter who doesn't have the same costs, then those full-service retailers are either going to go out of business or not sell that manufacturer's product, and that's bad for competition.
The ruling today will require courts to look at minimum pricing agreements on an individual basis and decide whether they hurt or help competition. The ruling is bad news for retailers who compete largely on the basis of price. If they want to, manufacturers can try to force them to charge more for their products. But Thomas Nachbar, who teaches at the University of Virginia Law School, doesn't think that's likely to happen much. Nachbar says big discount chains are probably protected.
I don't think Walmart has too much to worry about, because Sony is going to have a hard time coming to Walmart and saying, look, if you don't sell our products for a certain price, we're going to quit selling to you. Because in many ways, Sony needs Walmart more than Walmart needs Sony.
Nachbar also notes that most manufacturers simply have no incentive to impose minimum prices on retailers because it can only hurt their sales. There are exceptions, however, and in his dissent today, Justice Stephen Breyer said today's ruling was likely to raise prices at the retail level. Justice Breyer also said the majority had not shown any reason to overturn such a long-established legal precedent. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.